This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission, and he joins us every Thursday at 12 noon, and we appreciate that. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Listen, I wanted to start off by thanking you and the station for broadcasting our annual awards luncheon last week. I thought that, you know, the fact that WWL covered it and you featured many of the awardees and speakers there helped maybe provide the community that couldn't attend that meeting with a better understanding of why we do this. And really, the first topic that I had scheduled to talk about was Louisiana State Police and the Attorney General's office. And the whole theme of that meeting last week was to emphasize to the attendees and your radio audience that the reductions in crime that we've been experiencing in this city are the result of no one agency, but the collaboration of all the agencies that were there and recognized by the Crime Commission. So yeah, people are aware that the Louisiana State Police created a new troop in New Orleans in January. It was announced in January. And they've been, I guess, on paper since January, and they've been gearing up. But they went from a zero presence in January to 18 troopers as we speak today. And during the first 10 months or so of their deployment here in the city, it's nothing short of remarkable what they have accomplished in a short period of time. So you've got 18 troopers, and occasionally some other troopers have been added to the equation for high-profile events and things like that. But essentially, we've got 18 troopers here. And during the first 10 months of this year, they've made 240 state arrests. 26% or 62 of those arrests were for violent felonies. 54 were for weapons felonies. 53 of those arrests were for drug felonies, including 39 drug distribution. So we're seeing only 9% of the arrests made by the Louisiana State Police were on misdemeanor charges, compared to about 36% of the arrests that are made by the New Orleans Police Department for misdemeanors. And the reason for that disparity is the fact that the state police are not responding to 911 calls. They're engaging in proactive policing. The NOPD is responding to 911 calls. So when the NOPD is receiving a call about a shoplifting or a theft, and they respond to it, they determine who the offender is, they're going to make the arrest. And so the state police are not responding to those calls for service, those 911 calls. That partially explains that. But the arrests that are made have to be prosecuted. And pursuant to the agreement in which the state police were deployed in this city, the district attorney's office and, you know, the police department and all the city officials came to a consensus agreement with the governor and with the attorney general, Liz Murrell, that the state police arrests would be prosecuted by the attorney general's office. So as an arrest is made, a police report is generated and submitted to the prosecutors for what's called screening, to assess it, to determine if the arrest is sufficient enough to go forward with a prosecution. Keeping in mind that when an officer makes an arrest, they're using the probable cause standard, or reasonable suspicion that a crime was committed. A prosecutor is going to review that arrest to determine if there's sufficient evidence to obtain a conviction and meet the burden of proof to convict, which is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. So what the Attorney General's office, their stats are critically important to assess the overall effectiveness of the state police arrests that are being made. And what we're seeing is that the Attorney General's office has screened already 87% of the cases in which the police, the troop NOLA has made an arrest, and their acceptance rate is 87%. That is a testament to, A, the good work and the training and the discipline of the Louisiana State Police. So when they were created to come here, keep in mind that policing in an urban environment is very different than what troopers are trained to do. There's some similarities, but there are some differences as well. These troopers went through training to prepare them for transitioning from highway law enforcement to urban policing in the city. And what you're seeing with these statistics is that that training has been effective, because they have been, beyond my expectations, one of the most critical reasons why we continue to see a decline in crime citywide in New Orleans. So these 240 arrests that they've made, they've made them from people that live all over the city. And keep in mind, they're not responding to calls for service. They're doing proactive policing. They're doing traffic enforcement. They're doing narcotics enforcement. They're doing firearms enforcement. So they're relying on their training and using their resources to supplement what the New Orleans Police Department is doing. So this is a cooperative endeavor agreement between the two agencies. The state police just don't operate independently of the NOPD. They coordinate what they're going to be doing it and when they're going to do it with the NOPD. So there is no redundancy, where there is no lack of communication or coordination between the two agencies. These are partners. They're partner law enforcement agencies. And they are working very effectively to coordinate their resources to drive down crime, and the state police are primarily relying on proactive policing and precise policing. So what I'm talking about is they're not looking for quantities of arrests, they're looking for qualities of arrests. They're looking for, in deploying their assets, their troopers, in high crime areas around the city. So earlier this year, I was in late part of summer, early part of fall, told you that there were 55 days in the 7th District in which no homicides occurred. That's unheard of. And part of that streak was because what was the state police doing there? Traffic enforcement. Well, why does traffic enforcement make an impact on violent crime and homicides? Because you have a finite number of people that are involved in the crimes of violence in this community and every community. And the state police realized that some of the perpetrators of violence were driving certain types of vehicles. So they were doing traffic enforcement in the 7th District. One night, they made 41 traffic stops. And of the 41 traffic stops, they only issued 9 citations. The 32 other people that were pulled over for traffic violations. So once the state police determined that they were just minor traffic violations, they let them go with a warning. They didn't even issue a citation to them. But the 9 citations that were issued to 6 individuals that were arrested for felonies. There was 1 recovered stolen car. There were, as I pointed out, 6 felony arrests, some of which were individuals wanted for warrants. There were 6 firearms recovered, one of which was a stolen firearm, and a substantial quantity of drugs were recovered with those. So when you start to make those types of impacts in high crime areas like the 7th District, it is a game changer. And those are resources that the NOPD don't have because we're still battling an acute manpower crisis. And even though crime is down, we don't have enough officers to respond in a timely manner to all the calls for service. So the state police, by doing traffic enforcement in certain parts of town, by doing drug enforcement in certain parts of town, are taking some of the pressure off the NOPD so they, A, can get to calls for service quicker, and they can use their resources, and as crime continues to decline, the NOPD can devote more time to follow-up investigations that lead to higher solve rates, and as the cases are solved, the offenders are arrested, and they're held accountable for it. So this is, you know, an example. People want to know why crime is down. Well, it's down because of the cooperation and assistance that we're enjoying now between the Louisiana State Police and the Attorney General's office and their counterparts in New Orleans, the NOPD and the New Orleans District Attorney's office.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Rafi, let me thank you for the recognition. It's certainly this station's pleasure to assist. In every survey, crime is in the top three issues, so it's obviously top of mind for the citizens of New Orleans. And I've said this oftentimes, you're one of the few organizations that actually puts the time in to look at and analyze the data. And it's the only opportunity that the general public really gets to gain a better understanding of the data, and we certainly appreciate what you guys do each and every day. And it was an honor to talk about all the men and women in law enforcement and the work they do. And I think right now at this point in this conversation, it's important to reflect upon the crime stats. So homicides are down 40% right now through November 10th. Shootings are down 42%. Carjackings are down 40%. Armed robberies are down 33%. Auto theft down 50%. Vehicle burglaries down 49%. Business burglaries down 36%. Residential burglaries down 37%. And if you go to the website of at Metro Crime NOLA or metrocrime.org, it is org, right? Yes, metrocrime.org.
Yeah, ORG, right.
You can look at all of these stats, and they put it in easy-to-read fashion where bar graphs, and you can see going all the way back to 2019, which I love because you're looking at a six-year trend, and you can gain a better understanding, and you can look at it from district to district as well out there in the police districts. They've made it, they put a lot of work, folks, into doing this, and that's what I really appreciate about what you guys do.
Well, thank you. You know, and you know, I didn't cover this part, but you know, there has to be consequences for the individuals that are committing crime. And all of those stats that you just read out, we don't have individual offenders committing each one of those. You have a limited number of offenders that are involved in the homicides, the shootings, and all the property offenses and all the drug offenses. They're looking for opportunities, and today it may be drug distribution. Tomorrow it could be a shooting. The day after that could be an automobile theft. So as you start to arrest those people, it's critically important that there be something more than just an arrest. So when someone is arrested, they're booked into the jail, and then their first appearance is in magistrate court. So when the state police make the arrest, the attorney general's office responds to the first appearance. And that's where a public defender and a prosecutor present to the judge or commissioner circumstances that warrant either higher bail or lower bail. The defense offers mitigating circumstances. The prosecutor, in this case the assistant attorney general, advocates for higher bail based on the offender's criminal history and the danger that they pose to the community. So we assess the first appearance bond settings for all state aggravated battery and assault cases. So that means that some are made by the NOPD and some are made by the Louisiana State Police. And what we're seeing is that the aggravated battery assault arrests that are made, the Attorney General's office on average gets $115,000 per offender increase in bond over NOPD, NODA. Things. The difference in bail is $115,000 based on the evidence that's presented by the Attorney General's office at the first appearance. Domestic violence arrests are $40,000 higher for state police arrests than they are for NOPD arrests. Felony weapons offense bail is $11,000 higher than the NOPD arrest for that. Felony thefts are $5,000 higher, and drug distribution are $10,000 higher. Why is that? So part of the reason for that is that when the state police, a lot of what the state police are doing are based on either body cam or video cam or crime cameras. So when there is the state police provides that evidence to the assistant attorney generals that are appearing in court for the bail hearings. And the assistant attorney generals are actually providing video evidence that can be presented to the judge in this. And there's one case that we actually staffed, the Crime Commission attended the first appearance. There's a guy by the name of Eric Banks. And he was wanted by the NOPD in May of 24 for a domestic violence case. And the police went to try and arrest him for pistol whipping his girlfriend, and he escaped in a stolen vehicle before the police could effectuate an arrest. May the 30th, the NOPD issued a warrant. On July 8th, Louisiana State Police encountered him on the street, attempted to pull his vehicle over, and he fled. The state police pursued. And the NOPD, because of the consent decree, cannot pursue for something like that. But the state police can. And the state police engaged in a pursuit in which he went 80 miles an hour down the street and in a stolen car. Then he got on the interstate and traveled contrary to traffic, in the opposite direction of traffic. The state police had to get ahead of him and have other troopers block off the traffic so they wouldn't be endangered by him fleeing, driving the wrong way on the interstate. He finally spun his car out after he left the interstate, and they effectuated the arrest. He appeared in court for his magistrate hearing, and before court, the assistant attorney generals provided the magistrate commissioner with a video footage of him driving against traffic on the interstate and the danger that he posed. And the judge, after viewing that videotape, told the prosecutors she didn't need to see anything else. That was enough. And she remanded him without bail because he posed a flight risk and a danger to the public. That's the kind of evidence that's being presented and accumulated by the state police and utilized by the assistant attorney generals, and that's part of the reason why you're starting to see the inmate population go up. So this is an individual that was the state police attempting to arrest a warrant that had been issued by the New Orleans Police Department, and you see that, you know, he was allegedly pistol whipping his girlfriend. He escaped the police department. He didn't escape the state police. The judge properly took into consideration the danger that he posed to the community and determining that he wasn't even eligible for bail based on the extreme danger and his flight risk, not from just the state police, but the NOPD as well. So that's a testament to the good work that's being done by all of those agencies that are responsible for holding these offenders accountable.
No doubt, and I love when they connect the dots. We've got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.